This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk.
It was a good conversation, Joe, no?
It was, and really quickly before we go into our next segment, I just want to let everyone know is that the Marshfield Citizens Coastal Coalition, has a map appeal workshop this coming Thursday at 6 to 9. We're asking people to come in half-hour increments. There'll be an informal, it'll just be very informal. People will be able to read the maps, have questions answered. We're looking to collect data, site plans, and elevation certificates. If you have them, bring them. And we're really going to be the data collection center to hopefully put an appeal together. So that's our meeting. It's this Thursday at St. Anne's Parish Hall in Marshfield at 6 o'clock.
All right. Now, I believe we have on the line joining us Mr. John Curtis. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Thank you so much for your patience, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. No problem on the wait. It was only a minute or two.
Excellent. Talk to us. We've got a special day coming up here this Wednesday, the 12th anniversary of September 11th. Give me your thoughts as to some of the things that are going on in and around the state of Massachusetts. Maybe some of the things that might be ceremonies up at the State House.
Yes, I'll hit a couple things, and then I'll talk about the State House in Boston. In Fall River, there's Battleship Cove, and they put on quite an impressive ceremony each year to remember 9/11. That's actually the official state site for the remembrance of 9/11, as it is for military veterans, too. And they really have done a good job down there in the last few years in making the site much nicer. So that's one thing that goes on. The Mass Military Heroes Fund, it's not related to the 9/11 fund, but there's a lot of the same people that were involved in starting it, including Senator Kennedy, and they do a ceremony on the Rose Kennedy Greenway, and it's a combination of remembering 9/11, but also supporting our troops and the families that lost military members since 9/11. And so those two things. Now I'll pause for a second if there's a question on either of them.
No, I think that's very good. That's very good.
So then in Boston, and this is the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund is the organizer of this to remember the lost family members. There's several key events that are open to the public. Starts at 7:30 in the morning in the Boston Public Garden. There's a beautiful memorial there. I think Joe's seen it. And it's got the names of the 206 loved ones that were lost on 9/11 that have direct Massachusetts ties. And we have a moment of silence. Mayor Menino presides. This year will be special since it's the last year that he's the mayor. He was instrumental in helping us build that monument in the public garden, and it was dedicated in 2004. Then shortly after that, there's a flag lowering ceremony at the State House where the Governor Patrick presides over that, and that is coincident with the times of the airplanes hitting the two towers in New York. And then family members read off the names of all 206 lost members. And after that, and then there's taps and the Star Spangled Banner and so on. And then everyone adjourns to the House chamber, where usually the lieutenant governor presides. We don't have one now. I think the governor and Speaker DeLeo will preside. And there's another remembrance ceremony. Probably the interesting thing there that's happened over the last few years is the second generation, so the children of the lost ones, instead of more in the past, it's been the widows and widowers or brothers and sisters. A lot of this now is being carried on to the children. If you think about it, someone who was 10 or 12 when this happened is probably now graduated from college. Mm. And then finally after that, we have a private luncheon for just family members in one of the hotels in town, and that gives them a chance to unwind before they leave.
Hmm. I can tell everyone that I go to the State House memorial service every year, and it's so moving. The piece in the State House House chamber is one of the most moving ceremonies I have ever been to. Every year it seems to do the same thing. It's unbelievable. And I don't think enough of the public really goes to see really what a great outpouring and really what a great ceremony it is. So it really is great.
I agree with Joe. And the most powerful part of that is, I think, we've put together, and it's expanded somewhat over the years, photos of the people that were lost.
Yep.
There's also a lot of music, children's choirs and things like that. It really is moving, and I have to say I can remember the first time I watched this through completely was in 2006, and my father had passed away at 98. He had passed away just a few weeks before, and the emotion really got me because I thought, well, I lost my dad, and I'm sad, but my gosh, he lived to be 98. And here's these pictures of these people up there, anywhere from a young baby, you know, to college kids and people of working age, and some older people too. But I thought it's so moving to see. And the other thing you have to think about is it could have been us. It could have been any one of us that it happened to. So you always have to think and say, you know, they represent all of us. They all were in the wrong place at the wrong time, but they were there instead of, you know, the other 300 million of us.
Good point. We are speaking with John Curtis, who was with the Mass 9/11 Fund. I guess I would ask you, do you feel that the tone and the sentiment has changed over the past couple of years, especially since the capture and the taking down of Osama bin Laden?
Well, fundamentally, I don't think so. I actually thought it would. I thought that the family members of the 206 families that lost someone, you know, we typically have anywhere from 40 to 60 families with one or more representatives attending this, which is pretty good when you think that a lot of these the people lost, you know, grew up in Massachusetts but actually lived in New York. And we thought after the 10-year event 2 years ago that it would drop off. Actually, last year we had more family members attending than we had the prior few years. And some of that was people that had always attended New York that decided to come up here. The other thing is we did have an impromptu remembrance the Monday, I believe it was, after we heard the news about Bin Laden, and that was probably really hard on the family members. All the ones that I know well found that was, you know, almost like living it over again. So instead of sort of joy and jubilation, it was actually a downer for the family members.
I guess I would ask you, you know, you look at December 7th, that's the day that we look at what happened when Pearl Harbor was attacked. That hasn't been made a holiday by any means. Do you ever think of maybe December 7th and September 11th one day becoming like a national holiday?
Personally, I haven't thought of that. I suppose long after I'm gone, that might happen.
Yeah, I think the movement though towards making September 11th a national day of remembrance and kind of it's become a
I think it already is on its own.
Yeah, it's also a national day
of service.
That's right, of service, and I think that is ultimately the best way to remember the ones that we lost that day by reaching out and helping others to show the love and remembrance of those who died.
Yes, and they and the 9/11 family members are very supportive of that, and they try every 2 or 3 months to give a day of service, as many of them as they can. By the way, I left out one more part of the ceremony. During the State House ceremony, there's an award given out every year. It's called the Madeline Amy Sweeney Award, and she was one of the flight attendants on American 11 who called in to their dispatch and gave them a real good idea of what was going on. You know, I would say almost assuredly, given the information to the people on United 93 that gave them the, you know, they realized that they had to fight rather than just sit there. And all of them were, of course, heroes with what they did. But that award is given to a civilian for bravery. And you could imagine this year with the marathon bombing that there's a lot of civilians that could have or could win that award. I don't know exactly who got it, but I guess you wouldn't be too far wrong in assuming it was one of the civilians that, you know, ran to the explosion rather than ran away from it and helped save people's lives.
Well, John, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about this, because you know, there's as we move on, I don't think we've lost the remembrance for September 11th. So thank you very much for talking about it today.
Well, and thanks, Joe and Kevin. Thanks you, Joe, for you know, for the support you've given to the fund over the years. Thank you very much.
Sure. And one last thing before we let you go. Website, if folks want to get an idea of some of the events that are going on.
Yes, www.massfund.org.
Here is Mr. John Curtis. Thank you, John.
Good night.